Free parking is now available at healthcare facilities across the province, but some hospital visitors in Sydney don't think it's a bargain. The initiative was a campaign promise made by Tim Houston's Progressive Conservative Party last fall. Premier Houston said at a recent news conference that the initiative will cost $19 million per year, but it's worth it in the long run because it's one last hassle to deal with during a stressful hospital visit.
This is a good thing. This is a really good thing. So I think it's something we campaigned on. We told Nova Scotians we'd do it. It's here now, and it's here to stay. And people that are going to visit loved ones, or you know, struggling with a diagnosis or interaction with the healthcare system, healthcare professionals, just won't have to worry about paying for parking. So this is a good thing. And if it costs a little more, it'll cost a little more, but it doesn't matter. It's gone.
Although some people visiting the Cape Breton Regional Hospital in Sydney tell CKOA Radio that they applaud the move, some say it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
I think it's wonderful. And, you know, I just, you know, people need this because it's expensive and there isn't enough parking as it is. But, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
It's paying for its parking lot. Like, it pays to maintain itself. Why should I have to pay with taxpayer money when it's already paying for itself?
It causes a little bit more undue stress. So I think free parking would be good. It would be a positive move.
I don't mind paying for a spot as long as I can find one. We're from Ontario and we pay over 20.
I'm very happy about the free parking.
I don't mind paying and need the tax dollars and that anyway, so.
The province says the hospital in Sydney receives roughly 600,000 visits annually, and it costs $3 to park there daily. Sydney's parking lot is one of 39 across Nova Scotia qualifying for the free service. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.